Education leaders join Job Creators Network Foundation Legal Action Fund fight to block Biden student loan bailout. By Jerome Hudson on February 3, 2023. Five former secretaries of education have joined the Job Creators Network Foundation Legal Action Fund Supreme Court challenge to President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness program. "We are pleased to see five former secretaries of education agree with us today that President Biden does not have the legal authority to unilaterally extend blanket student loan forgiveness," JCNF President Elaine Parker said in a statement. The former secretaries argued that, for mass student loan cancellation to occur, Congress must have both authorized such an action and appropriated taxpayer funds to cover the costs. Since neither happened, the justice's decision in this case should be pretty straightforward to render. President Biden's plan would cancel $10,000 to $20,000 in student loan debt for those making less than $125,000 annually. Biden, in August, touted the move as giving working and middle-class families breathing room. Polls show the country is split on the issue. In September, an Economist/YouGov poll showed half of the 1,500 adults asked said the bailout is unfair to Americans who did not attend college. Democratic senators like Joe Manchin, DWV, have slammed Biden's bailout. "It's clear that Congress never authorized mass loan cancellation. And it's equally clear that allowing Biden's bailout to go forward would set a disturbing precedent that would totally upend the system of checks and balances created by the Constitution," Parker added. "While we agree that there is a student loan crisis, we believe the law is clear that only Congress has the power to forgive loans." Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter, Instagram, and Parler at Jerome E. Hudson.